Life in a homeless shelter carries a structured routine. Wake up early, do chores, and check out as early as 7 a.m. 54-year-old Richard Johnson has lived at the Willis Dady Emergency Shelter in Cedar Rapids for about 2 months. He spends most days applying for work as a phone salesman and looking for a place to live.
We try to dress as warm as possible. Sometimes we'll go to Hy-Vee and drink coffee until it's time to go to wherever we have to go. Or some of us, like myself, are veterans. So we go to the Welcome Center or to the Outreach Center.
But when temperatures fall below zero, shelters like Willis Dady allow residents to stay inside during the day. Tim Wilson is executive director.
You know, I'm surprised at sometimes the number of people who don't seem to have cold weather coats. People will come in here with a sort of medium weight jacket or a couple of sweatshirts. That surprises me a little bit.
Wilson says sometimes his staff can provide coats to clients, but homeless shelters often find themselves in need of winter gear. In Des Moines, an additional 11 people checked into the Central Iowa shelter on Sunday night as temperatures dipped below zero. Operations manager Ken Doman says some of the newest clients had been living in a camp. The shelter has been so crowded, dozens of people sleep on chairs because all the beds are taken.
Surprisingly, if we can keep people happy and stuff here and not tensed up, then they tend to deal with the time period of being stacked in here like this. And that's our main function then, is just to keep them safe and keep them calm.
On Monday, two people were admitted for frostbite to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. One patient was treated for hypothermia at Unity Point in Des Moines. But officials said this number was lower than expected, possibly because people are heeding warnings and finding places to stay overnight. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.